Lesson 19. Track 22. Seaside Mystery. Part 6.
Do you take sugar, Carlos?
No, thanks, Yoshiko. This is lovely cake.
Yes, it is. Mrs. King made it. She's a good cook. Oh, dear. I do hope she's okay.
We must decide what to do.
I want to go to the police.
But what can you say to them? What happens if you tell them about Harry King? Maybe Mrs. King is looking for her son now. We know she doesn't want you to talk to us. Perhaps she doesn't want you to go to the police.
I don't know, Peter. I don't know what to do.
I think we must go to the police and tell them what we know. We know about the gun and Mrs. King's son. We don't know much, but it looks bad, doesn't it? Bad for her son, I mean. And also for Mrs. King.
Yes. I see. This is very difficult for me.
Difficult for all of us. But we must do something. Mrs. King may be in trouble.
Yes, that's true. So we must tell the police about that. The phone! Hello? Mrs. King's house?
Could I speak to Mrs. King, please?
She's not here. Who is that?
Where is she?
I don't know. Who is speaking, please?
It doesn't matter who's speaking.
Are you her son?
I must speak to her now.
Your mother isn't here. I don't know where she is.
Sorry? Where is she?
I don't know. I am worried about her. I am Yoshiko. Mrs. King is my landlady. I came home from the station with her this afternoon, and now she's gone.
Sorry. I don't know what you are talking about.
Yes, she said you are her son.
Look, I'm phoning from Australia. I'm Mr. King.
Australia? Are you Harry, her son?
Yes, Harry. That's right. I'm Harry King. I live in Australia. Tell me, why are you worried about her?
Oh, sorry, my English. It is difficult to explain.
Peter, help her.
Yes, please, Peter. Here.
Hello. This is Peter Lieb speaking. I am a friend. You want to speak to your mother, yes? You are her son.
Sure. I'm Harry King, phoning from Australia. What's going on?
It's a long story, but your mother isn't here. We think she is in some danger. We are going to tell the police about it.
The police? No, don't do that. There is some simple explanation here, I'm sure. Please, don't go to the police.
Mr. King, your mother is very upset. She thinks someone is going to kill you. She's not here now. We don't know where she is. We are worried. Aren't you worried? Hello? Hello, Mr. King. Are you there? He's put the phone down.
What did he say, Peter?
I think he doesn't want us to go to the police. I don't know why, but this is very strange, don't you think?
Very strange. When I arrived here from Japan, Mrs. King told me her son was in Australia. Now she says he was on the beach with her yesterday.
Yes. Who is Harry King? Is he the man with the gun or the man in Australia?
And what exactly do we tell the police now?
I think the only thing we can do is wait and see what happens.
Perhaps you're right, Carlos. The police won't believe us anyway.
You know, I'm not sure about that man on the phone.
What do you mean?
I'm not sure it was Harry King.
Why do you think that?
He didn't answer my questions. I asked him 3 times if he was Mrs. King's son.
Yes, I agree. I think he's lying. What can this mean?
I think it means the man on the phone isn't her son. It also means he doesn't know where Mrs. King is.
Is that your mobile, Yoshiko?
Oh, yes, it is. Hello?
Yoshiko, is that you?
Mrs. King, where are you? Are you okay?
No, I need help. Can you come? Can you bring some money?
Oh, of course. Where are you?
I'm at the station. Please come now. Bring as much money as you can. Please, please, I really need your help.
Hello? Hello? Are you there, Mrs. King? She's gone.
What did she say?
She wants me to take her some money. She's at the station. She was crying, I think.
This is bad, isn't it, Peter? This could be very dangerous.
Perhaps.
Yes, but Mrs. King is in trouble. She needs our help. We must go.
This is the end of Stage 3. Published in copyright, The Reader's Digest, 2004.